Zurich. Upor smrti. Drage poslušalke, jesenski večeri so za filme. Če se strinjate, napnite ušesa, saj bomo v današnjem kulturnem obzorniku spregovorili o filmu Klondajk, ki si ga je bilo pretekli ponedeljek moč ogledati v okviru festivala Mesto žensk. Filmski projekciji je sledil pogovor z režiserko Marino R. Gorbač, ki ga je vodila Petra Meterc. Film je postavljen v leto 2014, ko je ukrajinska regija Donetsk ob ruski meji postala žarišče oboroženih spopadov med separatističnimi proruskimi silami in ukrajinsko vlado, čemur je poleti istega leta sledilo še strmoglavljanje malezijskega potniškega letala. Kljub krvavosti spopadov pa je Gorbač teh v filmu ni želela izpostavljati.
It's a drama movie against war. Different countries, they describe in a different way, but it's anti-war movie. It is 100% anti-war movie. And why I say 100%? Because we did everything to shoot movie in a such way which will, you know, will not promote war, will not taste the aesthetics of blood and all these dead bodies. No, we were really with the nature, as I said before. And this final message that the miracle of life, which is woman here in the film, that it's still stronger than war.
Film Klondajk je po besedah režiserke zgodba o uporu. Kot je bilo poudarjeno v pogovoru po projekciji, je Gorbač želela napisati in posneti film, ki ima tempo dihanja in se osredotoča na intimno življenje ženske, ki je med vojno pogosto spregledano. Gorbač v svojem filmu v ospredje postavi bodoča starša, Irko in Toleka, ki živita v Donetsku v hiši, skoraj uničeni zaradi eksplozije nedaleč od strmoglavljenega letala. Namesto eksplozij in padajočih teles ter krvavega nasilja, tako spremljamo visoko nosečo Irko, ki se mora nepretrgoma oklepati tistega kančka vsakdanjosti, da je sploh zmožna preživeti.
For me it was supernatural. I was not thinking what it could be. I knew that it would be pregnant woman because I knew the final message of the scene and I need a woman. I need her body. I need her existence. I need her all instincts. But of course I know what people were saying about the film because we screened already 1.5 years is that this is not only movie with a woman in the middle of the war, but with the woman perspective also, with the woman point of view, with all these details on daily life during war. And that's probably what make it unique, because still they live, they principally live during war, and that was unique.
Klondajk opozarja na mračna grozodejstva vojne s prikazom življenja ženske, katere banalnosti vsak dana se ne končajo, saj mora ta za občutek normalnosti kljub vsemu zjutraj pomolsti kravo pa zvečer vložiti zelenjavo. Čeravno se torej s hišnimi opravili poskuša zamotiti, so za protagonistko ključni trenutki, ko v tišini obzori opazuje rožnato obarvano nebo. Kadarkoli je Irka preobremenjena, se namreč obrne k naravi, katere moč je želela izpostaviti tudi Gorbač.
It was the scene when Jarek and Tolik, they fight each other and then Irka pour water on them and then she walk. And then there are huge clouds and shadows appeared naturally. But why I like it is because of it was in the script. And so then when we started to shoot and we saw that it's like nature is, you know, just answering to us, that was like a real miracle. We were like, wow, that's why I remember this feeling, how beautiful it was.
Klondike se s temo, kot je vojna, spopade na način, ki je gledalki morda bližji kot nasilje, s katerim se ne more poistovetiti. S tem, ko se osredotoči na pozabljeno banalnost vsakdana, je trpljenje civilistov, predvsem žensk v času vojne, gledalki, odmaknjeni od dogajanja, lažje razumeti. Kulturni obzornik je pripravila Brina.
Nič se ne dogaja, nobenih eventov, nobenih jobov ni, tema skratka, to je to.
Poslušali ste Kulturni obzornik.